Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. Now, tonight we're going back to the year 1980, and we're going to be looking at some albums that came out. This is an early 1980 section, so this is some albums that came out late 79, early 1980. They got cataloged in 1980, so that's the important thing for this show. So they'll all have an 80 number at the beginning. And we're going to start off with a group that was very big in the 70s, especially in the progressive rock world, and that's Wishbone Ash. In 1980, we got their 10th album, which is an album called Just Testing on MCA Records, catalog number 80-070. This album was not only their 10th album, was the last one to feature the original vocalist and bassist Martin Turner, at least for a while. He did come back into the band. The album hit number 179 in the U.S. It was their last charting album in the United States, and it did much better in the U.K., hitting number 41. I always love it because it's got one of those great album covers from Hypnosis. If you know who Hypnosis is, they did a lot of covers in the 70s and 80s. Look them up if you can. They got some great stuff to look at. So here's a song by them called Helpless. Here's Wishbone Ash right now on Random Draw.
Something happening. to them now.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up and dance. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up and dance.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up and dance.
Steve Howe right there with Penance. And before that, we heard Pearl Harbor and the Explosions and their song Shut Up and Dance. And we open up the show today with Wishbone Ash and their song Helpless. Now, that group I played for you a second ago, the Pearl Harbor and the Explosions, were a San Francisco-based group that were basically formed in 1979, came out with an album by late 1979, and that was pretty much about it. They released a couple singles. One of them was that song you just heard, Shut Up and Dance. The lead singer of this group, who's listed as Pearl E. Gates, she was actually married to Paul Simonon, the bass player from The Clash. And the other guys in the band also had your typical late 70s punk names of Peter Bilt and then Hillary and John Stench. So there you go. That was the Pearl Harbor and the Explosions off of their self-titled album, which was catalog number 80-018 here at WTBR, and their song Shut Up and Dance. All right, then we followed up with, we started the show with progressive rock, and we finished up that set with another progressive rock all-star, and that's Steve Howe. He is, of course, the guitar player from the band Yes, and he was putting out his second solo album, the Steve Howe album, on Atlantic Records, catalog number 80-002 here at WTBR. There's a lot of instrumental tracks on here, being a guitar player, not much of a singer. There you go. So that one featured Alan White, another member of Yes, on drums. Plus, they also had various other members, like Steve Howe was on here on a lot of the tracks. Plus, you had a bunch of other great musicians playing on this album. I got to see Steve Howe in concert a couple years ago, actually still touring with the band Yes. They did a lot of stuff from that 70s era when Steve Howe was really big into the band. So there you go. That was Penance. That's P-E-N-N-A-N-T-S, like the things you hang on the wall, Penance, by Steve Howe. All right, let's change things up right now. We're going to play a song from an album that definitely dates itself from being 1980, and that's an album by Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson called 1980. It's on Arista Records, and it's catalog number 80-095. On this album was their ninth album together. It was also their final one together. It peaked to number 82 on the Billboard charts, but it went to number 7 on the jazz charts, which is pretty cool. Now, it features Malcolm Cecil. He was the producer of the album, and it features his synthesizer on the front cover, and it's this thing called the Tonto synth. If you ever can Google that up, it's a 20-foot semicircle synthesizer, about 6.5 feet tall. If you ever seen the early 70s movie Phantom of the Paradise by Brian De Palma, that's the room they locked the Phantom in to write his music, so this giant Tonto synth. So let's listen to a track now off this album. Here's Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson with a song called Shut 'Em Down, right now on Random Draw. Thank you.
about power, like it or not. Gotta work for Earth for what it's worth, 'cause it's the only Earth we got. Shut 'em down. That's the only way to keep them from melting down. Shut 'em down. That's the only way to keep them from melting down. Shut 'em down. That's the only way to keep them from melting down. You know the way to paradise.
Thelma Houston and She's Got Suspicious Minds. Before that, we heard Felix Cavallari and his song Only a Lonely Heart Sees. And we started off this set of music with Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson and their song Shut 'Em Down. Let's see here. That Felix Cavallari track was taken from his album called Castles in the Air, which was released in 1980, and it was catalog number 80-010 from Epic Records. Now, Felix Cavallari, if you know the name, he was the keyboard and vocalist of the Young Rascals, and they had such great hits as Good Lovin' and Groovin', and I think they had three number one hits, plus a bunch of other hits. Now, this song that I played for you, Only a Lonely Heart Sees, was the biggest solo hit of Felix Cavallari's career. It went to number 36 on the Hot 100. I think it went up to like number 2 on the Adult Contemporary charts. Felix himself was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997 as a member of those Young Rascals. So there you go. That was Felix Cavallari and his song, Only a Lonely Heart Sees. All right, and then we closed out that set with Thelma Houston and her song, Suspicious Minds, a cover song, obviously. That was taken from her 1980 album, Breakwater Cat, and that was on RCA Records, catalog number 80-044. Now, this was her, I think, her 10th album out, but it was her first one that she put out since she left Motown and the Tamla Records thing. Now, if you know Thelma Houston, you know she had a big hit a few years before in 1977. Giant smash number one hit, Don't Leave Me This Way. And, so she followed that up with some more albums. And like I said, this album featured that cover of Suspicious Minds. I always think of the Elvis version first. So whenever I can hear an Elvis cover, that's great. He didn't write it, obviously. But it was also covered by Fine Young Cannibals. Dwight Yoakam had a big country hit with it. And many other people have covered that song over the years. All right, so that was Thelma Houston with Suspicious Minds. We're going to be right back on the show here. We're going to take a break for a little bit. We'll be right back in a couple moments to hear some more great random music from the year 1980. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
And we are back here on Random Draw, and we've been listening to music from the year 1980. But before we get back to the music, just want to remind you to get the podcast of Random Draw, just like you heard in that PSA. Wherever you get podcasts nowadays, the easiest way I always say is go to WTBRFM.com. There you can find the schedule of all of our great shows, including mine, get all the podcasts from all those great shows, and we have a great big donate button at the top, which we'd appreciate if you can drop us any kind of donation to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at the station. Again, that's WTBRFM.com. Right, let's jump back into the music. We're going to start off across the pond with a group from England, a British band that was formed in 1976 called The Tourists. You may not know that name of a band, but you do know two members of the band from a group they formed a couple years later, and that's Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox. They would go on to form the Eurythmics and have many smash hits across the 80s. But in 1980, they were releasing their second album as a group, The Tourists, called Reality Effect, and it was on Epic Records, catalog number 80-130. This album went to number 23 in the UK, and the single that I'm about to play for you, a song called So Good to Be Back Home Again, hit number 8 over there in the UK. So here are The Tourists featuring Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox right now on Random Draw.
So good to be back. telephone. Telephone, telephone. Telephone, telephone.
That was the group 3D and their song Telephone Number. Before that, we heard Elvis Costello and the Attractions with the song High Fidelity. And we started off the second half of the show with The Tourists, the group featuring Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox with the song So Good to Be Back Home Again. Now, that Elvis Costello and the Attractions song High Fidelity was taken off of the album Get Happy, which was released here in the States on Columbia Records, catalog number 80-111 here at WTBR. It was their fourth album, and it features 20 tracks on it. It looked like one of those little KTEL collections. There was 10 tracks per side. It only lasts like 48 minutes long, so you can tell the songs aren't that long to begin with. It was produced by Nick Lowe, who, of course, had his own hits, but was also known as a well-known producer in the sort of, I guess you'd call him, new wave, whatever that early 80s music is. It's sort of a lot of that music in 1980 and around there was sort of unclassifiable. It was just they were struggling for a new genre and it just didn't fit anywhere. And Elvis Costello was certainly one of the artists that took advantage of that and played around with some genres and did some different kind of stuff, which was all pretty cool. Now, this album peaked number 2 in the U.S., went to number 11 here in the States, which, for an artist from Britain around that time, was actually really good. And that was the second single from the album, and climbed all the way up to number 30 over in the U.K., that song High Fidelity by Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Now, we closed up that set of music with the group 3D, and they were a U.S. new wave band who formed late in the 70s and in 1980 put out two albums, and that is pretty much all I know about them. This album was their debut album, a self-titled called 3D, and it's on Polydor Records, catalog number 80-026 here at WTBR. So again, I don't know much about them, but that wasn't a bad song. It fit in well right after an Elvis Costello song. So there you go. That was 3D and their song Telephone Number. All right, we got time for another set of music here. And, you know, sometimes when I look through and I just start pulling records out of one of these, one of the collections here, and you get a good year and you get some albums in your hand, and you get some songs that you really enjoy. And that's what we're going to do here at the end. I got three albums coming up, three groups and three artists that just have great songs that I love to listen to. And we're going to start off with Gary Numan and his hit song Cars, which was taken from his album The Pleasure Principle on Atco Records, catalog number 80-005 here at WTBR. This was Gary Numan's debut album. Came out 6 months after his album Replicas, which was credited to Tubeway Army, which was sort of his group. That one had a song called Our Friends Electric, and that hit number 1 over in the UK, so he was huge at the time. So when this album came out, it went all the way up to number 1 over in the UK. Not as big as a hit over here on the charts wise, but 45 years later, you still know the song Cars by Gary Numan. So here you go. Here's Gary Numan right now on Random Draw.
There in my car. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. getting older now. I'm drawing another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning out. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
London Calling by The Clash. Before that, we heard The Pretenders with Mystery Achievement, and we started off this last set of music with the one of my favorite songs, Cars, by Gary Numan. Now, that Pretenders song, Mystery Achievement, was taken from their debut album, Pretenders, which came out on Sire Records, catalog number 80-031 here at WTBR. One of the better debut albums of all time. Had a bunch of great songs on there, Precious, Stop Your Sobbing, you got Brass in Pocket, and of course, Mystery Achievement that closes the album. When I saw them in concert a couple years ago, they actually closed with Mystery Achievement, just like this first album. This group, of course, is only together for a couple albums before half the group either were left or passed away, unfortunately. But the Pretenders are still out there making music. Chrissy Hynde's still out there doing it, and they put on a tremendous live show. So that was the Pretenders with Mystery Achievement. And we closed up the show today with The Clash with London Calling, the title track off of their 1980 double album London Calling, catalog number 80-020 on Epic Records. Like I said, it's a double album. You got two big vinyl records here. It is just packed album and London Calling and Rudy Can't Fail, Spanish Bomb, Lost in the Supermarket, Clampdown, Guns of Brixton. You got, and of course, the unlisted track, Train in Vain, one of their biggest songs of all time. So again, just a tremendous double album there. Like I said, sometimes you pull out favorites off of our walls of our studio. So again, that was The Clash with London Calling. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw today. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, Dave Cachet, and we'll see you later.